Looks like they're clearing it off outside there a little bit, Adam. Would you like to get a couple out of the natural grass there and work out? Looks like they're getting closer to it.
Oh, geez, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's up to coach. And, yeah, if we got to go outside, that's what we got to do to get used to the surface.
Tell me about their defensive line, because it looks like they try to win games, you know, up front there.
Yeah, they're really talented. They got some guys that are big, physical, and quick, and can get off the ball and attack the passer. So we're going to have to do a really good job up front, and we know that every week. That's kind of a big deal for us, but it doesn't stop there with this defense. They got guys and at every level and guys that are playing really well together.
Adam, can you take much from the tape from last year's game, and if so, what are kind of the takeaways from that?
Yeah, I think you can take a little bit. Yeah, I mean, obviously each year is so different. But there is definitely things to that. I think it's a good idea to watch it. But like I said, everything is so much different from year to year, even from early in the season to late in the season. So it's really hard to put too much emphasis on it. But like I said, I think it's still a good thing to watch it.
Sam's not that far removed from playing with a lot of these guys. Does he give you a few tips?
Yeah, I think he did a really good job with that last year, and then I'm sure as the week progresses, he'll have some things here and there. But kind of goes back to what I was just talking about. You know, they're a lot different than when he was there. Obviously, a lot of the same players and things like that. But they switch things up as far as scheme and those things every year and every week, really.
You know, we talk about how loud a stadium can get, and obviously, you know, New Orleans worked pretty well. Have we gotten to a point where, you know, NFL teams are so sophisticated that they figured out how to deal with that noise factor pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, we deal with it every week on the road, you know. Throughout the season, it doesn't matter what week it is. It's a pretty crazy atmosphere because I think fans know nowadays how important each week is. So yeah, I mean, obviously, I think it'll be on a different level, but I think somebody said it earlier this week, loud is loud, and it doesn't matter if it's really loud or kind of loud, it's all the same. So we've been through it, but obviously, it definitely provides a challenge, and that's why you want to be at home as much as you can, because it is an advantage. So we're going to have to work on it this week and get used to that.
Adam, when you have an ending like Sunday, does any momentum carry forward from that, like, end of the week? Like, can you still feel some of that energy, positive energy maybe, or something moving into this week?
I think, you know, that's more talked about by the media than us. I don't think we really feel that, to be honest, because we know that we have to go. It's a completely different week. It's a completely different game plan, and we know that we got to create our own momentum to start this game, and what happened last week really has nothing to do with this game this weekend.
Adam, new quarterback, new running back, changing along the offensive line. What's allowed you guys to so seamlessly continue to do?
I think it kind of starts from the top down. I think it starts with the coaches just kind of trusting and believing in and whoever's in there. And then as far as players, you know, I think everybody in this locker room is capable and guys just want to play football. They don't care. They don't care what people say about them. They don't care what's happening as far as being a starter or backup. They just want to go play football. And we have a lot of fighters in this locker room, and I think that's shown throughout the season and on Sundays.
Adam, with the strength of these teams going at each other, does it feel like for both offenses, the margin for error is that much smaller?
Yeah, I think that's how it is every week for us, so honestly. We know as an offense that we got to take pressure off our defense. I think we did a good job of that last week to start the game, but we know that we have to continue to try to win games as an offense and not try to just rely on our defense, because that makes it really difficult on our defense. It doesn't matter how good your defense is. Obviously, we have one of the best in the NFL. But as an offense, we really just try not to rely on them and try to go out there and do things, you know, with the thought that, you know, the defense doesn't have our back, just so we can try to take some pressure off them.
Adam, you said a lot of fighters in this locker room. How does that relate specifically to your receiver group? I know Diggs said the other night it's like a bunch of guys who maybe nobody wanted. And how does it relate specifically to your group and maybe specifically to Diggs?
Yeah, it definitely relates to us. I think we have a lot of guys that can make plays, and I know it's difficult sometimes when you're on the bench and you're not playing, but we've had a lot of guys step up in key situations. I mean, the plays that Jarius has made throughout the season, Mike, Treadwell, you know, obviously Diggs and all of the guys. There's a lot of guys that can make plays and guys that have made plays in big situations even though they're not out there every snap. So, yeah, it's such a fun group and definitely thankful for those guys because we, as a receiver group, we feed off each other.
Adam, as a route runner, do you have any concerns about the field conditions there?
You know, we play within those field conditions a lot. Green Bay, Chicago, there's other places where we play that isn't the best footing. So you just have to make sure that you're using the right cleats and making sure that you're going out there in pregame and figuring out what's going to be the best. And you don't really have concerns. You just kind of play it out and you just see what happens.
Do you play a deeper, longer cleat or something like this?
I think, yeah. I mean, if it gets to that point, you'd rather not. You'd rather kind of stick to what you're used to. But if it's to the point where you're slipping and you go out for pregame warm-ups and you don't feel comfortable with the normal cleats, then, yeah, you definitely have that option to have the longer cleat.
Is that your call or is that the equipment?
No, it's our call individually. Yeah, we can wear whatever cleat. They can't force us to wear a cleat, but they definitely are gonna. You know, they're gonna suggest certain stuff. They're gonna have it available. You know, we have amazing equipment staff that for each week they're on top of it. They're telling us, hey, this field's this field's that, and this is what you should use. So we're very fortunate to have those guys because it takes a lot of the work from us and makes it a little bit easier on us as far as on game day, just going out there and playing football.
Because when you were watching their tape, were you paying attention to the Falcons receivers? Because a lot of them were slipping.
Yeah, and we actually had a little clip this morning that Coach showed just of all the slippage that happened last week. And so, yeah, it's definitely something that's on our minds and that we're going to try to prepare for in the best way as possible.
What is Diggs like in practice?
Say that again.
What is Diggs like in practice?
Oh, he's unbelievable. He treats practice like a game, and I think that's why he's been so successful since he came into this league is because he's constantly getting better. He's constantly pushing his teammates. You know, I credit a lot of what I've been able to do because of him, because every week we're competing with each other and pushing each other, and you need that in teammates.
How was Case's attitude, calmness, laid-backness transferred onto the field? Something goes bad, you don't see any bad emotion from him.
Yeah, I think he's just he's had a lot of experience in this league, and he knows that you can't dwell on a play and you got to move on, and he's one of the best I've ever seen to just be able to have the same attitude, have the same preparation each week, and just be able to not really care what people think about him and just go out there and play football like he has since he was young. Cool.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thanks guys.